And here is another story, you know, of a certain person, man, who loved the Lord dearly. And he loved, he is an old man, he is loving the Lord dearly and all that. Have you heard of Arjuna? You have studied all that in the meantime, eh? Mm-hmm. Arjuna was his much loved disciple and all that. He was a great warrior. Mm-hmm. You know all that? Oh, wonderful. Then the story is easy for me to tell you. So after the great battle of Mahabharata, that was won eventually with the intercession of the Lord and all that. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Mahabharata?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. You are getting the West and the East.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blended together. So what happens is that Arjuna thought that he was the greatest warrior of the time, and his ego was aroused to a degree that nothing could contain him. And Lord Krishna loved him very much. So the Lord's love is so great towards his disciples and his loved ones that he cannot stand anybody's ego coming in the way between his love and the disciples' love for him. That's the only thing. If Krishna were to tell Arjuna that, look, Arjuna, this is not good for you, so he is the one who will never, the ancient one is never the one who will point out, look here, Radha, I don't like, this is not the way that you should behave. You know? This is not the thing. This is not, you're too egoistic. And never. He'll never do that. But he'll make you learn the lesson for a lifetime with episodes and incidents. So all of a sudden, Krishna says to Arjun, after everything is settled, Arjun gets back his kingdom and all that. He said, you know, I've got very urgent work and important work, and nobody should know it. And I've got that work far away from this place. Will you accompany me? Because nobody should know about it. Yes, my Lord, I am at your service, wherever you want me. So you are good. But then we'll have to change our dress. We have to go incognito. It is not possible for us to go because they will recognize and my work will be spoiled. So it's best that you change because they all recognize you. You are a great, great one, you know. And I am naturally the Lord, so they know. So what we should do is go incognito, just as Nair Baba would do that. So they change the dress and they are going from one place to another. Far away they drift off. On foot they go. A day passes, another day passes, third day comes. They go begging as if they are mendicants, you know. They have their fill and all that. One fine day, after two, three days, they come across a very open space, you see. And from a distance they see a very, very old man, totally naked, old person, bent, and as if he has lost something in the open space, you know, in the field. So Krishna says, Arjun, do you see what's there? What is he trying to do? What is he trying to find out? He says, I can't figure out now, we are too far away. So let's go in that direction. So he goes. Both go. They go. At close quarters they see. And to their surprise they see that the man is totally naked. But with that, he has a naked sword tied round his waist. Dangling from his waist. A naked sword. So Krishna says, it's peculiar, isn't it? What is he trying to do? So Arjun says, revered sir, can we be of any help to you? What are you searching? Oh, he says, nothing. No, I'm just searching for dry blades of grass. I'm a vegetarian and I have taken a vow not to hurt anybody, or not to take anybody's life, so I can't even eat greenery. Anything that has dried up, I'm trying to select the dried blades of grass, you know, and roots and all that are dried. So Arjun looks at Krishna, and Krishna looks at Arjun. A peculiar personality, you know. He says he doesn't want to harm any life, not even the life of vegetation and all that, and yet he has got a sword. a naked sword that is there. So Arjun says, sir, may we ask you one thing? You seem to be so simple and lovable and loving person, and you have just now told us that you don't want to harm even a green blade of grass. But why is it that you are having that sword there? What avail? What use is that? Why have you put that sword there, naked sword? You don't want to harm anybody, but it's a symbol of harming somebody. Oh, don't ask me that now. Again, you put the same question in my head, and I was so happy, you know, before you put the question. But what is it for? Oh, he says, you have no idea. Have you heard of my Lord Krishna? I said, yeah. Yeah? What has that to do with the sword? He says, this sword is for those who profess their great love for the Lord, and yet they have put him to such trouble. You know that Radha? People call that she's madly in love with the Lord, and the Lord loves her and all that. You know what she has done? You know, my Lord, my poor Lord, my beloved Lord, you know, had to undergo that such torture and all that, that he even scorched his feet because of Radha's love for him. So what happened? Arjun did not know that. So he tells the story that I told you just now. Oh, so if I were to see that Radha, you know, the sword is meant for that, I'll chop off her head immediately. They call it love, love for the Lord. To give him so much pain. And have you heard of that person, that fool of a man who calls himself such a great warrior and all that? That Arjun they call, and he thinks himself of such a great thing that he has done, and he fought the battle and won the battle, and there's nobody greater than him and all that. You have heard of him? Have you seen him? He says, yeah, so what about it? We have heard of him. So do you know what he did? He takes pride in having won the battle, but little does he know how he, tortured by Lord, with his toes, he guided my Lord's temple. You know what this very story, that the Lord became the charioteer. You know the story? Mm-hmm. And the charioteer has to be very agile, you know, and while fighting, you see, from a chariot. So Arjun, you know the story, that with his toes, he would, with the toes on the temple of the Lord, he would just do this and do that. So they were all bruised, you see, at the end of the battle. So he says, if I were to see that man, oh, he'll have the worst fate than even Radha, you know. And this sword is meant for such people who call themselves lover of the Lord. Don't ask me that. Don't bring this back to my memory. Krishna says, come on, Arjun, let's go away from here. He's a madman. Come on. That's all. That's enough. That brought the sense to Arjun. Such are the lovers of the Lord. Yeah. You had heard these stories? All this started because your name is Radha. Had it been Debbie, it would have been so good.